Saudi Arabia uses deadly force in response to protests in the monarchy's restive east. Those who you're seeing in those pictures there are Akbar Hassan Sharoukhi and Mohammad Reza Filfil. They were killed in Qatif province in eastern region. Activists say a third protester was also shot dead by regime forces. He has been identified as Abdullah Al-Umran. People were rallying against the arrest of a Shia cleric, Sheikh Nimr Al-Nimr, and things took an ugly turn when Saudi forces opened fire on the crowd. Several protesters were also hurt. On Sunday, regime forces fired at Al-Nimr's car and then took away the wounded cleric. Activists say it was an assassination attempt, adding Al-Nimr is now in critical condition. The oil-rich eastern province has been the epicenter of anti-regime rallies since last year. The protesters want political prisoners to be let out of jail. They're also demanding social justice. To discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Mr. Kamal Wesney, political analyst, who's joining us now from Beirut. Mr. Wesney, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, the mainstream media has immediately claimed that it was the supporters of Sheikh Al-Nimr who began the firefight, and some have even gone as far as calling him a quote-unquote radical cleric. How do you assess the blind acceptance by the media of what the Saudi authorities claim to be true?
Obviously, there is a legitimate cause for the people in Saudi, especially in the eastern part, to demonstrate and voice their demand. Actually, there's a lot of discrimination taking place in the eastern part against a large population, and there is a legitimate reason for those people to carry their agenda and ask the government of Saudi Arabia to respect their wish and to be actually be part of the Saudis where they have the right to have jobs and to have to prosper in a country. I think what has taken place, the Sheikh Nimr has been calling for change in the way the Saudis treat the people in the eastern part. As a result, I think the Saudi went and tried to arrest and shot the Sheikh. And you see from what we saw yesterday, a lot of people who believe in the cause of having a democratic system in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia went and supported the Sheikh and asked for the immediate release or what the finding where he at, and actually bring those people who committed this action to justice.
Now, Mr. Wesney, you know, I'd also like to ask about, you know, Sheikh Al-Nimr, as well as, you know, the likes of Sheikh Isa Qasim of Bahrain, are outspoken critics of their respective governments. How much of a threat to these Persian Gulf monarchies are these outspoken clerics?
Well, I think that the Saudis and the Bahraini are terrified from a revolution to take place within their own countries. And I think any voice that criticizes the establishment, the Saudi monarchy, they take it with a lot of cautious, and they view it as a major threat against their monarchy. So for that, I think they're terrified of the revolution because they think there's a movement that is taking place within Saudi Arabia, and obviously it's mushroomed in Bahrain. Those people wanted a different political system, wanted to be a participant in a government, wanted to have a new order, and I think the Saudi do not like that, and the Bahraini do not like that. And Sheikh Nimr was very, very voiceful in that end, and very forceful in calling the things as he see it, and that's his political freedom to actually express his view as it is for Sheikh Isa in Bahrain. The fact that the Saudi did not like that and the Bahraini did not like that, but the large population of Bahrain and the people on the Qatif and the rest of Saudi, they have a lot of conflict with the political system that is taking place, and I think the people have the right to say what they believe. The two movement has been very peaceful despite the heavy crackdown by the Saudis in both in Saudi Arabia eastern part and in Bahrain against the demonstrator. And that's really, we have to call in the international community to see what is taking place and give some meaningful concern and call for restraint against the crackdown against the civilian. There's a lot of crackdown. There's weapon being shot at civilian. We call on the Saudi to use restraint and not to use the force against civilian people demonstrating for their political demand. Those political demands cannot be
changed. All right, I do apologize for cutting you off there, Mr. Wesney, but it seems that we have run out of time. That was Mr. Colman Wesney, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Mr. Wesney, we appreciate your insight here on Press TV.